Everybody will be in here in a second after he gets done counting the money. If you would bow with me, we'll have a quick word of prayer and then we'll be in turn. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you at this time. So thankful for this day and so thankful for the many blessings that you give us, Father. We pray that everything that has been done today has been in accordance with your will and has been a sweet savor unto you. We ask at this time that you be with us as men of this congregation, as we meet to make the decision of this congregation, that you would help us to give us the wisdom and the knowledge and help us to make decisions that would be in accordance with your will and that would be most beneficial for the church here and for the kingdom abroad. And we ask all these things in your son's name. Amen. All right, don't have a whole lot on the agenda today. Of course, finances update for you there. This is the last quarter that I have printed up, so January 1st through the end of March. And yeah, that uncategorized contribution or uncategorized income there, we're not doing any side businesses. What that most likely is I just hit the wrong button and didn't label it as contributions when I was putting it into the spreadsheet. And so that's what that is. But again, if you have any questions about any of that, let me know. One of the two things on the agenda is that Ellen and my mother were wanting permission to repaint the entryway doors. And their plan is to, they want to do them all at some point, but the first ones they're going to tackle are just the ones that are at the very front, with the that are, you know, past the enclosed glass doors. So does anybody have an objection to them repainting those doors?
As long as it's not pink.
Not bright red like your door.
He said it before I could.
Okay. And for that matter, for all the entry doors, I think it's just the four up front and then the one to the side kind of over here and then the one on the side.
The four doors in the auditorium too.
The ones in the coming into the auditorium as well?
I'm
sure they'll ask for help from the men folks that if they need some labor. Alright, thank you. I will let them know that. And then the other thing that I had on the agenda, I'll let Justin talk about. It was an issue, but it was had to do with the Lord's Supper and offering of it.
So back ages ago when we were changing the meeting times and all that, we talked about when to have the Lord's Supper, and then we changed it during COVID, and then we changed it, can I say after COVID yet? I don't want to say that. And so a lot of things were brought up because we have people that were that would not take it in the evening. Back when we had the morning evening service, they wouldn't take it in the evening. Because of their convictions, we have other people that were open to taking it in the morning and the evening, but there were people that thought that was inappropriate. And so we weighed all these things to try to come to a good decision about it. And recently something came to my attention that I didn't know, which was that there are some people not coming to the 9 o'clock hour because we don't offer the Lord's Supper. Got a pang of conscience about that, where they don't feel it's appropriate to meet on Sunday and not offer the Lord's Supper, and so they can't meet with us then. I'm not particularly asking for any action now, it's just been trying to figure out how to best serve the congregation. We need to know all the variables, and I didn't know about it, and so I wanted other people who didn't know about it to know about it, just so we can have it in our minds for the future. The only potential solution I see to that, because there are like 9 different judgments of conscience that different people have on this, is that you would go to a single worship service. And we did discuss that back when we were going to the worship service now, where we would have class and then have a 2-hour, and that was decided against. I want to make super clear that while I do prefer that, I am not reopening the debate. I just want people to have the knowledge that there are some people who can't attend.
they come to us about, you know, comes to someone about that or brings that up, that's an opportunity for some study to see if we can, you know, get on the same page there as far as our understanding of what's required. Again, you know, study and discussion about it, I think, is what the best thing to do at this time with those that are, if they're wanting to study that. I don't, again, not knowing who brought that up and in what way it came up, I'm not sure specifics that would be best for that, but thank you for making us aware that that is out there so that we can think about it and deal with it if we need to at a future date. Does anybody, that's all that I have for today. Does anybody have anything to add?
I think it is time for the men of the congregation, those who are comfortable doing so, to contact the Jacksons to ask their intent. There have been a couple of contacts made that have been gone now for a month or so, and a couple of mentions and contacts made where they have not been forthcoming about whether or not they're going to leave us. It seems that they probably are, but it's only an interpretation of the circumstance because they've taken all their stuff from the pew and Ben and Josh had both the closing of the building as well as the lawns for this month.
Yeah.
And no, nothing's been done as far as that goes to make any adjustments or to ask anyone to fill in for them. So with conflict that he and Rick had, I knew that there may be some fallout from it. I don't know if it has to do with that, what their situation is, but I do know that they've been going elsewhere for a while. And the two times within the last couple of weeks that the question was asked, they were not forthcoming about their intention. And they need to be here if they're going to be here. And if not, we need to know. So I'm going to contact them this week. I'd appreciate it if others who feel comfortable with them would do so as well. But let them know that they're loved and that they're missed and ask what their intentions are. That's my view. I don't know if that's it. I feel like I need to.
I think it was 2 weeks ago when they were out. I text Josh and just, you know, missed you guys. Haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. Hope all everything's well. You know, just kind of that sort of message. And he said, "Yeah, everything's fine. We're doing well." And that was, I didn't ask any further. That's what he left it at. So.
And about a week later, Debbie did the same to Amanda, and she again was not forthcoming about their intent or what they're doing. I just know in the past some of this hasn't been addressed. I'm thinking of one particular couple that left and no one really said anything or did anything about it, and then they kind of asked, well, why didn't anybody call? You know, like, we, you know, so there's two sides of it, but I just think we ought to at least call them. And might I ask, does anybody know anything beyond what I know? Because there may be somebody that does.
We talked to them last week, and Amanda said they'd be in and out for a while. It's not very specific, like you said. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what Josh told Jim, too, as far as the duty list. It's not to put him on there for this month because they'd get it out, but they haven't been.
Didn't live it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, then I'm going to call him, too, and just ask him.
Where was the last time they were in the assembly?
I think it's been 3 weeks.
I believe it was March the 20th. That Sunday, 20th, 21st, something like that. I just remember because they were gone in spring break, because we, you know, because school spring break, I remember that. And then they were back that next Sunday from there, because they went to see the deans up in Arkansas. I remember asking them, you know, how the deans were doing, how was y'all's trip. And I believe they might have been here that next Wednesday, but I'm pretty sure that was the last Sunday they were here. And I don't remember for sure if they were there that Wednesday or not. So it's been close to, not quite a month, but close to a month.
Well, if y'all think it's too soon, I understand that. I'm concerned about the month.
No, I think a plain answer will be called for.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, especially, you know, it's as faithful as they are in their attendance, and, you know, we know their family over the years, and so something's up.
That's the other thing. There have been several who have specifically asked me where are they.
Yeah.
And what's going on, which I can't give them any information because I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's, I agree with Darren. I think it's proper to ask them.
Several have asked you and not asked them.
Yeah, my answer was, I don't know.
That's the problem.
I understand that. I get it. I don't like to people come to me and ask me questions.
Is anybody have a question? I'm just kidding.
Anybody else have anything to discuss this afternoon?
Well, I
appreciate it, guys.
Oh, real quick.
No, pizza. Sorry, you missed it.
Missed the boat. Somebody need to take over for the lawn care.
Okay, I'll get this month. And if it is not placed, sign up for it for 3 months this year. I'm not getting all three, but I'll get this month. And so
take care.
We'll,
some of it's already been discussed, though.
I got questions.